Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I'm Dave O'Brien, Santa Monica Grid, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack, a little bit of something for everybody tonight. We've got the Open Championship that continues. TBT basketball continues. Late night Major League Baseball, but we're breaking it down, the games that we do have. And, oh, yeah, Thursday night football tonight, Women's World Cup of Soccer continues, and the Rager Redhead Cam Stewart is in the house. And Cam, I told myself I wasn't going to do it, or at least I didn't think I was going to end up doing it. And 3 a.m. Eastern time, I guess the first game started last night with New Zealand and Norway. So we were up. We finished Sports Rage. I bet the game. Then I bet like a ton of in-game bets during the game. And the game was very crisp, actually. If you'll notice, Cam, the women, they don't take dives. Like, when they get hit, they get up. They don't, like, there's no wasted time in a women's soccer game. Like, it moves along fast. So, Next thing I knew, I was like, wow, the game was over, and I just crushed it. I just went, like, 9-0 in this game. So,
nice.
Then Australia started. Long story short, bro, I was up to, like, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Like, I went to bed at 6 a.m. Pacific after the Australia. What am I doing? I'm up watching, like, dude. Watching Australia play women's soccer at 5:30 in the morning because I've got thousands of dollars on it. And I've got a problem, I think. And now I've got a sleep
problem. Marinci?
I'm all messed up now.
I got a lot of problems too. Insomnia is one of them. I stayed up and watched the golf and flicked around, and I set my alarm and I got a call. They're like, "Mr. Stewart, where are you?" I'm like, "What?" They're like, "You're getting your stitches out today." I go, "What time is it?" They're like, "Oh, it's like 10 o'clock." I go, "Oh, really? Oh, okay. Sorry. So, Gabe, I'm late." So I go fire over there. They did it. Like, I was same as you. Like, I was watching the golf, whatever. I slept right through my alarm. They were so nice to me. They got me in. And I got to tell you, then I get trolled on Twitter for my Ryan Fox pick from all these guys. "Hey, Cam, nice pick with the Fox, +7. I'm like, yeah, whatever. The guys you – hey, how's Justin Thomas doing, Gabe? 11 over. I told you this guy's got major problems right now. He's got no golf game. But the best story – you want to hear a story, Gabe, that is insane? And Babano's golf guy gave him out as his top debutant at 35-1 last night. This kid is 6'8", Georgia Tech, Chris Olamprecht. He's an amateur golfer. He's like has amateur status until the next year. He's 24, and he's just going to Georgia Tech, and this guy shot a 5-under today. And another good story, Tommy Fleetwood, local product, 5-under, and meets on the Grillo too. So interesting start to the tournament, but I've got good news for you. You like Hovland? He grinded. Anything even around, like, even -1, +1, if you're over, like, +4 or +5, it's going to be a real test, game. But you know as well as I do, long tournament. People get excited about this stuff. I've seen a million lead changes by Sunday night. Somebody will come out of the woodwork for sure. But Hovland looked good today.
One of the reasons I think, and I do have Victor Hovland to win, he's 1-under. He shot a 70 today, was the fact that Victor Hovland – got crapped on, literally and figuratively. A bird took a dump on Victor Hovland today.
And good luck.
That's always, yeah, that's supposedly good luck when a bird connects.
It is.
Now, I don't know if that's proven, Cam. How do you know?
It is true. A bird crapped on me, and I had a great day. I went to the casino and won money. It's true. Don't deny it. It's true.
Shout out to all our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morency. I'm kicking it with a Razor Redhead. Cam Stewart. We got the Open Championship. We've got an amateur that nobody's ever heard of, Christo Lampart.
Lamprecht.
Oh, is he South African? Lamprecht.
Yeah.
You know what? He actually was the favorite to be the top amateur.
Yeah.
So it's not a shock. Like, you know what I mean? You know, he was like +235 or something for the top amateur play. But for him to be the top player, not just the top amateur after one day, unbelievable debut, obviously. First time players never win this thing either, so he's not going to win.
Yeah.
Tommy Fleetwood, who's just been a top 20 machine, he's right there as well right now. Emiliano Grillo off to a good start. Brian Harman is the top American right now at 4 under. Wyndham Clark goes 3 under. He's in 7th right now. Stuart Sink also 3 under, and everybody dismissed Max Homa, and I said, well, you know, watch Max Homa step up right now, and here's Max Homa early playing well.
Great. I'm going to tell you something for the listeners right now. You can listen to me or not listen to me. I watch every shot of the tournament. Hovland looked good, Gabe, but nobody, in my opinion, looks smoother today than Wyndham Clark and Max Homa. Wyndham Clark is 30-1 to win. Didn't this guy just win the last major? I just live bet him. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to throw a couple logs on the fire with your Hovland bet, because I could see him hanging around on Sunday as well. John Rahm really hurt himself today, Morency. He was round even, bogey, 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 3 over. He could still do damage, but that was a real hard way to close out the tournament with all those bogeys on the back nine. He's 8 back.
Well, if you recall, actually, earlier in the week, and I think, it was Myers that might have dismissed it. The Golf Digest guys always rolling their eyes at me. I said, John Rahm.
He liked your Hovland pick.
John Rahm, and look at him. He's struggling. I said, I'm not Rahm this week. Oh, I'm wrong. Rolling. John Rahm's dangerous.
Yeah, but you know what? He agreed with you on Hovland, though. So you know what? I'll give him credit for that. And John Rahm, his putting was horrible today. It's 8 strokes, Gabe. But yeah, fading him in matchup bets is good. And I got to tell you something, fading Justin Thomas every matchup bet, despite having a couple guys who were losers today, that's real nice. 11 over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morency. So, Cam, every year there's always the bizarre baseball injuries. Mm-hmm. And Jared Kelenic is the latest victim of this. And yesterday, actually, there's a dude on the Marlins, the first base coach, got his leg fractured on the field, bro. He got smoked with a ball. So
those balls coming up.
Like, got smoked with a ball, and it actually had fractured his bones and stuff like that. People think, like, baseball, like, players have it easy compared to other, like, honestly, a lot of other sports, like basketball, short of having, like, a cardiac arrest, which unfortunately will happen every now and then, short of, like, you're not going to die. Like, there's nothing that could happen where it's like, yeah, listen, the ball came off the backboard so fast it hit me in the face and I died, right? And he died. Like, boom. You could hit your head on the rim. Football is bad. You know what I mean? Football, we never see anyone get killed. Like, in football, we see people die. But, like, you know, you get injured. But baseball, hockey's bad, too. Because hockey, you're standing in front of the net and stuff. You're getting pucks to the face. You know, we see ugly things can happen in hockey. But generally, yeah, you get busted up and you get 78 stitches and you're okay. You might lose some teeth. Baseball, bro, it's lethal. Like, Don Zimmer, guy has got a metal plate in his head. Guy got hit, metal plates in your head, line drives. Yeah, the gerbil. Line drives. Like, you're a pitcher.
I love
looks
it.
Looks like a gerbil.
He really does. He's a gerbil. I love Don Zimmer.
That's,
yeah.
That's Bill Lee's. That's Bill Lee's. That's Bill Lee's.
Oh, what a
he
line
played
by
for
Bill
him.
Lee. That's
he
so
told
good.
Him. He used to call him. And Zimmer didn't like it. He used to say, you look like a gerbil. Because, yeah, whatever, gerbil.
Everyone's got a nickname. The best is the one Pedro rolled him. I shouldn't laugh, but I laugh every time I see it. Just the way he rolled.
He rolled him with his head, Cam, like a bowling ball. Like, he took his head and sort of, like, rolled him. Pedro felt bad after for that, though.
I know.
Zimmer, though, Zimmer was the one that went after him, but still.
That's a good point.
Pedro should have just sidestepped him instead of rolling him over, but nevertheless, like understanding. Baseball is dangerous, bro. Like, standing at home plate is dangerous. Like, even these big league players, they don't like it. Like, there's a lot of dudes. That's why everybody doesn't understand. That's why batters don't care and they don't mind if players use the sticky stuff on their hands. Mm-hmm. They have better control. Like, a player would rather know. Yeah, he might get a few extra strikes, but he's not going to hit me in the face. Like, you know what I mean? What a baseball. Yeah. Like, so third base is lethal. Dude, there was a big leaguer the other day. It was a big leaguer. It was a third baseman. One hop, man. He got hit in the face. He misplayed it. He got hit in the face. It was ugly. Like, his face got busted open fast. Baseball is a dangerous sport. Running into walls, Cam. You got those brick walls and stuff in the outfield and side stuff. And, like, baseball is extremely, like, dangerous. You can hurt yourself severely playing baseball. But, like, it's not just some, like, day at the park, that sport. Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
Cam, you see it. The ball is coming off Ohtani's bat 114 miles an hour. You're 60 feet away. If Ohtani hits a line drive right back to the pitcher, he could kill him. Like, it's just by luck that it doesn't happen.
You're absolutely correct. And another thing about that is, imagine being a pitcher and there's so many of them that have been plunked in the temple, almost died, split their faces open and stuff, and still have the balls to go back and do it again. I'd be in my head going, if this guy hits another liner in my face, I'm going to die. And the fact that they can actually field their position and do that stuff, even a like golfer told me, he's like, our sport's probably the second hardest. He goes, baseball? Gabe, we go into a cage and somebody's pitching 75, 80, you're nervous. That ball's, you know it's not going to hit you. What do you do when a guy has no control and he's throwing between 98 and 103? Like, I would absolutely go in my pants. Baseball's tough, man.
Frank Robinson told me that, actually. People were talking. He was saying, they're talking about golf is like one of the hardest sport and like how hard it is to be a good golfer. And Frank, I'll never forget, Frank said, baseball is harder. He goes, the ball is moving. The ball ain't moving in golf.
Exactly.
He goes, imagine trying to hit a moving ball. And Frank loved golf, right? He was just saying, He goes, nothing's harder than hitting a baseball. Agreed. It's true. It's the hardest feat in sports, Ken. It is.
Yes.
It's harder to hit a baseball. Put it this, it's harder to do what Luis Arraez is doing. I know people don't want to hear this. It's a hell of a lot harder to hit 383 in the major leagues than it is to hit a bunch of threes like Steph Curry does.
You're preaching to the choir, man.
Like, there's no, it's like, all right, you take these guys. Look at Michael Jordan, Cam, the greatest basketball player ever. Bro, the guy couldn't hit A-League pitching. They were like, they were grooving it to him because they felt bad. They were like, dude, just throw it over the plate for him. He's Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? And they didn't want to embarrass him. Baseball is so hard, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's hard, Like, hard. Like, people like to hit a baseball, to be a Major League Baseball pitcher. But that's why they get paid well, right? Mm-hmm. That's why they get paid. And it is true, though. Ellis Valentine, who was a great right fielder with the Montreal Expos in the 80s, 70s, and into the early 80s. Let's say 70s more, mostly. But he was great. Ellis Valentine. He really was like a budding superstar and stuff. He was an all-star. He made the all-star team. And, you know what I mean? He was a budding, you know, really on the cusp of breaking out. And he got smoked in the face with a pitch, and it broke his orbital bone. So his entire, like, under your eye, the whole thing exploded, Cam, and it hit him in the face. And he was one of the first guys in the old days to have one of those helmets with, like, the football thing, like, blocking, so he could bat. He told me point blank he was never the same.
Nope.
He said. He goes, even with the thing on, he goes, I just couldn't get over it, man. He goes, I got fractured. He goes, my eyesight wasn't the same after. I was scared in the box. And he's a big dude. He told me point blank. Like, he goes, I was scared after. I was never the same. Once he got hit in the face, some guys, like you said, can shake it off better than others. It's like, whoa, hey. But
it's crazy, though. Like, imagine me and you, okay, Gabe? And we're pitchers and you're whatever. And we both got smoked in the, like, almost the temple and died. And go, you know what? I'm going to get back on the mound and still have a career. I have more respect than that. Like, other, like, you talk about MMA fighting and stuff. That's crazy. Because that ball, like, a fist is one thing, but a ball coming at you with 100, like, the velocity at there. And if it cranks you in certain parts, like, say it hits you in the mouth. You got no teeth. You're eating them. And after that, I don't know what the hell's going to happen after that. Like, you're going to be mentally scarred for life. In my, like, it's crazy. No, seriously, though. If you, like, I don't even know how a guy could come. But I remember the guy who's the pitcher that almost died. Like, he was on the brink of death, and he came back and actually pitched well. Forget the guy's name. It happened.
That's why the
who was it?
You see the woman's softball in the NCAA. Mm-hmm. Now the pitchers all wear masks now.
Smart.
Because they're so close too. They're even closer, and these balls are coming in hot right now. So we're just stating, yeah, there's dangers to baseball. Being a first base coach, being a player, whatever. It's a dangerous sport. So it's a light night on the diamond tonight. We do have some games. I do have a same game parlay for one of the baseball games tonight. And I tell you what, we've got a pretty big time series here with the Baltimore Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays. Suddenly a battle for first place type of series. And Baltimore haven't really gotten a lot of respect from the odds maker ever. Over, you know what I mean? They're usually pretty short favorites when they're at home. They're not an overly respected team. And here we go again. They're plus 150 right now. Tampa's minus 178, but you do have Glasnow on the hill. The total is 8 in this game. Who are you taking in this game?
I was actually looking at Baltimore as a dog, but I don't know. Is Tampa Bay with the recent bad play, are they going to turn it up in the at home against Baltimore? Baltimore is still one of those teams, Gabe. The Dodgers, they gave them like a little, they slapped them, but Baltimore came back in the final game and won.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I gotta be honest with you. I look at the dog. Glasnow is a fantastic pitcher, though. Very difficult game. I don't know what you like in this game. I might ride your wave. I have an opinion on the Cubs game. That's the game I have my same game parlay for.
I think Tampa's going to win, but I don't like the price.
No, nor do I.
I don't think they should be minus 180 favorites, but I do think they're going to win. It's a big series, the line in the sand series.
It is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Countdown to kickoff is on the Edmonton Elks. It's good news, bad news for the Elks. The good news is you're not going to lose your 22nd consecutive home game tonight. The bad news is you're playing the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yes. Yes.
And, oh, yeah, the Bombers blew a 25-6 lead at the half last week. So
I was actually on Ottawa. That kid looked good, Gabe, that quarterback. He was great, man. Our old buddy from the MAC. He was getting things done, baby. Ooh, yeah.
I missed it.
Toledo Rockets. Oh, this kid.
I was watching the game.
They were
down. Oh, I saw it. I was watching the game, but yeah. I fell asleep at the half. The game was boring, and I was hungover, and I was winning 25-6. So it was one of those, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, we got this back. I didn't know, Cam. I woke up after, and I saw, and they were like, Dustin Crum. What a – and I'm like, what do you mean, what a comeback? What do you mean? They won? And I see after. I'm like, oh, came back for 25-6. Yeah, so the point is, though, tonight, guys, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will not take the pedal off the metal tonight. They are angry. They've been practicing angry all week. Big Hill's father died, Cam. He's coming back. He's doing a tribute and stuff. Really? I wouldn't be messing with these guys tonight, bro.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I got a same game parlay that you're actually probably going to scoff at, but you know what? It's not that bad.
Save it for after. You're surprised.
I just can't wait to see your face, and you're going to comment on it, but you know what? It's got a chance.
Considering your propensity to bet on the Kansas City Royals, nothing can shock me now.
I laid off the Royals tonight. I'm on the Mariners and Blue Jays. I actually stopped myself today. That's the first step to rehab. The
Blue Jays won earlier.
I'm not betting on the Royals. Yeah, 4-0.
They need to get that win. Let's bring George Kurtz in right now. And I tell you, George, the Blue Jays, who I bet on to win the division earlier in the week at plus 650, really leaving some wins on the table this week. Although it's a long season, it's not easy to win every day. But this American League East division is really up for grabs with the exception of your New York Yankees. How you doing, Kurtz?
Nice intro. Under the bus.
No, bro. I wasn't even going to think about the Yankees. It wasn't planned, but I was thinking, wow, this thing's really up in the air. And then I thought, wow, Yankees really aren't in the mix right now. They're going in another direction. But good to see you, George.
The Yankees will have to make a decision within the next 12 days. Should they be traders? Should they be? I mean, I don't know what they can sell.
Who do you trade?
That's a different argument. Right.
Who do you
have? A different argument here.
That anybody wants.
Well, how about this? Don't be buyers. All right. Don't buy. You know, don't trade away more of your farm system here for another Joey Gallo who can't play here. That sort of thing here. But guys, this team is lifeless. It is listless. It's boring to watch. I'm not saying, hey, you got to win. We've all had our teams. The Yankees have sucked while I've been a fan. You know, early 90s, they were terrible. Late 80s, they didn't really win anything. But they were fun to watch. It was still a baseball team. This is not a baseball team. The Angels, the organization, had the most strikeouts in a three-game series ever versus the Yankees the last three games. This is not Frank Tanatra and Nolan Ryan pitching. This is Griffin, Canning, Patrick Sandoval, and some AAA pitcher. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, I might be a little... Listen, I'm very happy the Yankees aren't playing tonight. They're playing your Kansas City Royals over the weekend, Cam.
You know what? Imagine the Royals take 2 of 3 from the Yankees. What the
hell? It's not
hard
to imagine.
I got to tell you something. Boone's press conferences are straight comedy, Morenci. I just sit back and listen to them while I was doing Carver's show. This guy's an absolute... like, it's a clown show. His phone's going off in the interview. He's so rattled. Oh, George, you must love that stuff. This guy's just... he's off his rocker.
He's a figurehead.
It's Cashman.
Though. He just does what Cashman tells
Cashman's
him
fault.
To do.
George would agree.
It is.
It's Cashman's more than Boone's fault. Cashman's the one that puts the team together. Boone's not the one that puts the team together. What do you want Boone to do?
No. I'm just saying Boone's a scapegoat, and he looks like a stooge because of Cashman every time. He's got to go and defend it all.
Boone. I'm with Boone's getting rattled. He's definitely rattled right now. The entire team. Correct. I think you're right, too, George, though. The lack of energy that they have. Right. When you see them play, it's just very business drone like. They don't have fun in the dugout. And it can't just because one guy isn't there. Boone is a fun dude. I mean, that was his whole point, Cam. He starts getting kicked out of stuff because he's showing passion and the fans like it. But that act is getting old. But really, in the big picture, George, you're the Yankee guy. Cashman's future will be the one that comes into question here. Like, do you want Brian Cashman rebuilding this organization? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. And I would probably say the answer would be no.
I would say no as well. The magic has left Cashman, right? I mean, the magic has left. All the trades he's made recently have not worked out. You know, Gallo, Donaldson, you signed for Harrison Bader, keeps getting hurt. Cashman keeps signing people and trading for people who get hurt all the time. You can't keep doing this. Carlos Rodon, big signing, right? Carlos Rodon, he was always hurt. Been hurt a lot this year. Now he can't even pitch all that well here. Yankees have got some problems. They've got some problems here about what
That's
they're going to do for now
goal.
And in their future.
Gabe, you knew. Donaldson was broken down goods with the Jays, and they go and pick him up. This guy's never healthy, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, everyone knew he was going to get hurt, George. Like, really?
It's not a shock, right? It's not a shock that any of these guys he's acquiring get hurt. It's on the back of their baseball card, injured.
Well, you know why he does it?
Always hurt.
Because he doesn't have the patience and the Yankee fans, even though you do, George, you do, but it's that win now type of thing all the time, right? Win now, as opposed to developing young players and actually playing young players and going through it a little bit and then still mixing in. But Cashman's stuck in that cycle of the Band-Aid type of stuff. Let's put the Band-Aid on this and let's put the Band-Aid on that. But hey, I'll tell you what, I picked a good time, man. I should have got in earlier. You and I spoke a lot about it, George, on Sports Rage over the summer. And I've been bringing it up for a while. I never thought the Yankees were going to make the playoffs, and I missed out when they were like +215, all that. I should have just jumped in and had faith then. But I got in on this bet at -120 a couple of nights ago. I talked about it a lot. We parlayed it with the Syracuse Orangemen to go under 6.5 at +205 as well. As it is now, the Yankees are -190, George. No. To make the playoffs. I got it at 120. That was Monday night.
Great pick.
Yeah, we talked about it Monday night on Rage, -120. I mean, my question is still the same question I asked Monday night. If, the Yankees are definitely making the playoffs, okay, who isn't? Which team are you taking out? Baltimore's making it, or Baltimore and Tampa Bay are making it. We think Toronto's making it.
The Yankees.
We think Houston's making it. So who are you taking out? Are you hoping the Blue Jays aren't going to play well? You hoping the Rays are going to keep their offense going to keep disappearing? Is that what we're hoping for? So not only do the Yankees have to get Judge back, and by the way, is Judge going to be at 100% when he comes back? I doubt it. I doubt it severely. Is he going to play well? These are all ifs. Are you going to add the deadline? Another if. What happened to LeMahieu, Rizzo? Rizzo hasn't hit a home run since what? May 27th. That's over 2 months. That's a joke. These guys can't play without Judge. None of this makes any sense about what's going on with this team.
So the Baltimore Orioles have overtaken the Tampa Bay Rays, at least percentage-wise, coming into tonight. It's fitting that they're playing against each other. Glasnow is currently -184. The Rays are -184 at FanDuel. It's gone back up. The total is 8 in this game. You've got Kyle Gibson going for Baltimore, who We'll put this in guitar terms. He was out of tune in his last start, Ken.
Yes, he was. Broken strings, out of tune.
Gibson was out of tune.
Yes.
So Gibson can be hit. Listen, man, the Rays have lost four straight in 11 of 14 games. Remember, I swear to God, I remember it was like 10 days ago, and we were like, wow, Rays are in the longest losing streak of the season, three. Mm-hmm. and now suddenly it's like, whoa, right? They've lost 11 of the last 14 games. I think they win tonight, though, George. I think this is a line in the sand game where they stop the bleeding. And look, put it this way. Imagine Baltimore go in here and sweep them. Suddenly, it's like, wow. Like, the whole dynamic changes. What do you like tonight, George? It's a tough game to pick just because the odds are so high.
Right. I think the Rays are going to win, but I'm going to bet Baltimore, mainly because I'm getting a good price. I think it was plus 150 when I checked right before this this segment.
154 right? Now. It's going up.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the Orioles because the money's there. Listen, Glasnow has been, you know, McClanahan's their ace, but Glasnow's been their de facto ace as well the past couple of years when healthy. But he's been up and down this year, maybe more up than down, but up and down. I know Gibson was terrible his last start. I get that. And it's a big statement series, right? And we're starting to get to where these statements, these series become more important. The Orioles do want to say, hey, you know, we did beat the Dodgers yesterday. They're getting shellacked the first two games.
Limited division games now, too, George, in heightened importance.
They're important to you. I think the Orioles want to make a statement here. Maybe more importantly to me, though, is that the Rays aren't hitting. Now, maybe they do hit Gibson tonight. Like I said, I do think the Rays are going to win the game, but I'm going to bet Baltimore because I'm getting such a good price on it. Plus 154, I like Glasnow. I don't know if I like him that much over Gibson.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the Tampa Bay Rays in. The game starts in 5 minutes. We're going to have a lot of time. The football game, Cam, starts at 8:30 Eastern. That's 2 hours away.
Beautiful.
I'm taking the Tampa Bay Rays on the money line and the Bombers on the money line.
Yeah, you know what? That's what you want to do. If you don't want to screw around, I got no problem with that. I'm with George, though. Like, you're giving me a price on a team like Baltimore. Like, honest to God, at Morenci Sportsbook, what do you make the line in Tampa Bay? $145? That line is way inflated.
What are they head-to-head against each other? Let me check this. It could be in my head. I don't think Baltimore are good against good teams. I think Baltimore beat bad teams.
I think Gabe's right. I think Gabe is
right. You know what I mean, George? Like, you know,
it doesn't justify 182 or whatever the hell it is on FanDuel right now. That's nuts. They're talking about Baltimore like they're a bunch of jokers. That's – come on. They deserve more respect.
They haven't got a lot of respect.
I saw something that the Rays have a very good record.
It's minus 184. Like, come on. That's nuts. That's at least 35 cents too high. Maybe
no Mullins as well. Maybe that's a thing.
Whatever. I'm on Baltimore plus 1.5 in Moneyline. Split it. Done.
Go on.
Toronto Blue Jays are winning this division.
Yeah, I hope they do, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. George, who do you like in the purple and black and the guys, STL tonight, TBT?
Sure, let's go with
I spoke
purple.
Fast there, huh? even when I punched it in, I got to be honest, I punched in like just a little to find something. And I'm thinking, man, no one would know what the hell I'm talking about here. I punched
George
in.
George is taking.
D-A. I said, duh, guys, STL, TBT. People would be like, what? What kind of code? What are you talking about?
Yeah, if you, the like, guys, if STL, you didn't know.
TBT. I just punched that in the internet. That's what I did. Duh, guys, STL, TBT.
I'd go, dude, is this the game at the YMCA tonight? Get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? Like, no one would know. That doesn't even seem real.
Call your local bookie. What, you got a number for the guys game? From St. Louis there.
Exactly. He's like, the guys? What guys?
The guys.
Why
it's the purple and black. It's the purple and black. All right, so I'm doing the the parlay here. The game starts right now. What do you guys are both taking Baltimore? I like George's logic. He's taking Baltimore, even though he thinks Tampa's gonna win. I get it though, because of the odds. I get it. And Cam, you were gonna pass, but you're easily get your arm twisted. So what are you doing now?
I am one
he
of those guys.
He was going to pass, George. Now he's like, I better take Baltimore.
It's basically You know what? I go over to Morenci's house and betting like on the game, there'd be one plate of food. But with Baltimore, George, it's like I'm getting the garlic bread, the chicken pie. Like he's offering me a full meal now. And I think I actually have a chance to eat it all. Like Baltimore, that's a great price. You're wearing Baltimore orange too, George. It's a sign.
Is that orange or red?
I think this is actually red, but okay.
Yeah, dude, on camera, say. It's orange as hell. I'm not colorblind. You look like a creamsicle. Hey, it's orange.
Lose your, he's red. He's red. When he came on, I was like, because when he came on, I was going to say, look at George. What, you become a Red Sox guy now, George? Because
it's
Yankee
a dark
Sox.
Orange. Unless I'm having a stroke right now. That is strictly, that is orange. Big time. Oh, God, I got to go see a doctor. No, it's still, yeah.
It's pretty red, Cam. Yeah. That's pretty red looking. That's like Calgary Stampede or that's Cincinnati red.
Gonna say if I do this in front of a bull can, I'm getting run over.
Yeah, like it can't get much redder. Yeah, I'll give Cam a little bit of the defense here.
It
Cam,
looks orange.
His shoulders do seem orangish. I think it's just the light issue. But stand up one last time, George. Like when he stands up, it's clearly red. That's clearly red.
Yeah, it's the shoulders are okay. Dude, I don't want to go back to the doctor. I need help, Morenci. I'm losing my mind. I can't even see colors.
Cam's
right
like,
anymore.
It's orange. Oh, like, what do you mean orange? It's red.
It looks orange. On the that's where it is. On the sleeves, it's the you're right. Orange sleeves.
I don't think George, I own an orange shirt anywhere, but I'll see what I can do for you, Cam, next time.
I have a lot of orange. BC, I got a lot of orange stuff.
I found a Sports Grid shirt today.
You're looking good. Looking good.
Yeah. It fits great now. It used to be real tight. Anyway, yeah. Nice stuff.
All right.
I like it.
So you guys are on Baltimore. I'm on Tampa. I put them in a money. I just put a parlay in with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Turns into minus 112, actually. It's not bad.
Dude, that would be like minus 150. The Bombers are favored by 14.5, for God's sakes. That's nuts.
It really, really bumped it down. So St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Did I hear you say, Cam, that you like this game? Marcus Stroman against Mats. You know the Cardinals have only won two games all year with Mats on the hill? Like, they're terrible. Game? Like, everyone talks about Jordan Lyles. Or I should say in the last 10, they're 2-8 when he plays.
Lyles pitched great. His bullpen screwed it up. He left the game with no runs. So everybody can lay off Jordan Lyles in his last start. I got a same game parlay here. I'm not sure, whatever. I went for a little bit more. So, Matt, do you guys have my same game parlay? I did actually two, but I'll give you, I don't know which one you gave me. One's got a hit in it, and the other one's just pitching stuff with the Cubs to win. You guys got the board or, you got it or? Yeah, there you go. Okay, sorry, I can't find my phone right now. And I'm having a lot of problems with some Russian sites, and I'm getting a lot of weird spam calls. So money line, Chicago.
Read what you got.
Yeah, thank you, Gabe. What color is that? If I think that color's like friggin' like...
It's purple.
Yeah, no, I see purple and yeah, it's purple. Throw it again one more time,
it's
guys.
Yellow.
I'm
yeah,
really...
Yellow.
Yeah,
Cubs
I'm,
to
I'm,
win
I'm,
the
I'm
game.
Spaced.
Steven Matz under 5.5 strikeouts. Marcus Stroman.
Stroman. Four. That's all he needs.
Over?
Four. Just four.
Four plus.
238, buddy. That's right in your wheelhouse. That's not much. I was going to add a Hohner hit, and it turned it into like plus 438, but I'm playing with fire, so give it to me.
Curtis,
that's
what do you
hot.
Think,
man?
Who are you liking?
I like it. I like it. Listen, I think I'm all over Stroman. I think this is my favorite game of the night as far as betting straight up. So give me Stroman. What could be one of his last starts for the Cubs. I think he definitely gets dealt by the deadline here. He has that opt out. He's going to use it, and the Cubs know it. So the Cubs are playing better of late. So are the Cardinals. You know, I don't like Mats. You know, I like Cam's bet. I don't know if Mats will be around long enough to get 5.5 strikeouts. So that's why I like the under there, and I think Stroman does get his 4+. Like it, Cam.
Take a look at, and George is right, take a look at Horner's numbers for the Cubs. He's had a hit in like 6 out of his last 7 games, like 7 of like the guy's actually and like 2 hits a game. Like, he is on fire for Chicago right now.
He's smoking.
Righty versus lefty too, right, George? And Smats is a lefty, and this is a great matchup for the Cubs. I'm actually going to do another one, and it's over 4-1, Morenci. But give me the Cubs. Let's go.
I just don't trust the Cubs.
That's fair. I mean, it's fair. It is the Cubs.
I'm saying, like,
I'm not even going to like debate you. The Cardinals could win this game. I'm just saying, though. I'm not okay. Maybe I should. What does it pay for Mats? Maybe I'll do a mini one. Mats under 5.5. Stroman 4+. That's got to be at least even money, right?
Max's strikeout drop is really 5.5. It can't be 5.5.
Yeah, under. It is 5.5.
I got 4.5 here. 40. I got 4.5.
On FanDuel Canada. And another thing, Gabe, that I found out today with FanDuel Canada, I don't know how the hell you're getting these same game parlays in the WNBA. They don't let me. There's nothing. I can't parlay anything.
Each province and state problem. Is different, which is annoying. Yeah, yeah. They let you do for whatever reason.
Yeah, maybe you guys should get on the same page here. So we can figure this stuff out. It's ridiculous. Why can't I do a same game parlay in the WNBA?
I was going to say
today already. Ridiculous.
I was going to say Steven Matz not to record the win is -320. They're onto it. They know.
-320. Most guys.
Yeah, yeah. That Matz doesn't get the win. Doesn't even get the win.
You know what? You can throw that in your parlay.
Marcus Stroman to record the win +160.
Listen to this, Morenci. If you like the Rays, Matt's no win and Bombers. You'll turn that bad boy to plus money. Just saying.
In his last start, Matt's had 4 strikeouts. His start before that, 9, then 2, yeah. 4, 2, yeah. 2.
I got 5.
So he had
half.
One outlier. He struck out 9 White Sox. So in other words, he had one good game this year.
The White Sox swing at anything. I mean, they'd swing at our pitches. Let's get this one home tonight. Let's go.
All right. I'm going to go a little bit on Steven Matz under 4.5 strikeouts.
I don't know. You got 4.5. I just, wow, that's...
It's +125.
Oh, yeah. See, mine was juice. Okay, now I see how we're doing this. I mean,
just a little play here. Sort of like what you guys are just talking about with Baltimore. I'm doing the same thing here, George, just in the sense of, if he gets the 5, fine, but I'm getting +125 for a guy that generally doesn't get the 5 ever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And now I'm pulling for you guys. I hope the Cubs rip them up and get them out of there early.
See, that's how we do team bets. You do a prop, we got other stuff.
George, get them out of there.
That same game parlay with me, buddy. We'll be 3's a crowd. We're a family. Let's go.
I'm gonna do your 4 game. I'm gonna put a pointer in there as well for a little fun here. I kind of like that as well. Not one that I expect to win. I like yours better, but I'll throw Horner in there as another one as well. I'm going to play the hot guy.
I do have a same game parlay for the Houston game.
Well, we covered every game. We didn't even plan it. You did Tampa Bay, Baltimore, Houston, and I did the Cubs game. We got everything covered.
Considering there's only 3, I guess we should have. It's a good thing we have covered.
No, but we didn't even email I'll do this.
No, you're right.
It just happened naturally.
I was going to put the same game parlay up when Davis came on, but just put it up now. Why not? Very simple. Very simple. Houston Astros to win the game. JP France to record the win.
Yeah, why screw around? Lower the juice.
And I do believe the Astros are going to win this game, and I do believe that JP France is going to record the win. JP France has been really good to me, George. It's one of these not household name pitchers that's been very effective if you sort of dig into the props. And where he's been great is the out prop, recorded outs. Because these Astro guys, they mostly give you 6 innings, these guys. Like the quality starts, George, you know what I mean? Valdez, Javi, it's sort of in their DNA and what is expected of them. You got to give us 6 innings, kid. Like, this is what we want from you, and we expect this from you. And problem is, they're onto it. They made it 18.5, Cam, tonight.
Whoa.
He's not Nolan Ryan here. Huh? He's JP France.
18 and a half? That's crazy. So, no, I don't care.
I got turned off. I was like, I can't lay 18.5 with this guy. I'm not betting on Roger Clemens. So this guy's got to go into the 7th inning now.
Exactly.
So I said, screw it, man. Just get, what about him to record the damn win? And the Astros to win the game. +190. So Astros win game. JP France records the win. It's not bad. It's a good way, George and Cam, of turning a favorite into a plus money, George. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I've been pretty good at this.
You turned me on to this bet about, 3 weeks to a month ago when you started betting these wins for a pitcher. And I like these because, you know me, what do you call me, Captain Chalk? I like generally like that. So I find my pitcher, find the game.
You're not Captain Chalk. Yes. You're on the Orioles tonight.
I bust your balls with that. But I'm saying, it's true, Cam. Like, you know, you get the Dodgers and some Kershaw's -320. To record the win, he's -15. He's -115 or something. So it's like, all right, I'll just, turns into a 5-inning bet almost. But there's a lot of ways to approach it. I'm a fan of this out prop, but They threw me off guard, Cam. They're on to J.P. France. 18.5 total outs, Cam.
What it is, Morenci?
Normally 14.5 and 15.5. That's the standard one for everybody.
It's like when you're winning with the basketball prop, where like when the guy's 12.5 and then 13.5, yep. Nobody's onto it. And then we see 16.5, and then you got to pump the brakes and said, I get it. We milked it.
350 million Americans, Cam. You asked 349,999.9% of them who J.P. France is. They don't know. But the sports books are like,
affiliate of Crackle Barrel.
Oh, you can fool people.
Have you got a J.P. Francis? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do you prefer for Golden Corral, George, or J.P. Francis or the Cracker Barrel for your family dinners?
I think Cracker Barrel is a strong
food,
favorite.
Man. Don't knock J.P. Francis.
Yeah. People are so stupid. It's like when you ask people about drafts outside. Who would you take? Would you take, you make up the name? Yeah. Would you take Beyonce, the running back? Oh, yeah, Beyonce guy's good, eh, out of Alabama?
Yeah.
It used to be, George. It was funny when Jimmy Kimmel did it years ago, outside of the Radio City, right? Now people do it, Cam. I find it mean-spirited. Like, they did it last year in Tennessee. It's like, oh, yeah, good for you. So you found a bunch of drunk girls outside of a bar that don't know football.
Yeah, you made them look like idiots.
Fun of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, not hard. Like, you know what I mean? Somebody asked me, name Taylor Swift songs, I'd look stupid, too. So, I find it mean-spirited, but you could do it. Just go up to people. What's a better restaurant, TGIF or J.P. Francis? You'll have a lot of people out. J.P. Francis is awesome.
I would agree. TGIF is one of the more overrated. They're an overrated favorite. And George, want to know why the Cracker Barrel wins? And I'm with you, George. Gabe, you'll love it. They make this country gravy. If you put it on fried chicken, literally, you can drink it out of
the country gravy.
It tastes so good. Oh, it's delicious. It's the best.
It's heart attack on a plate, but it's good.
Russian gravy. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I can.
There was a TGIF underneath our studio in Studio 34, and I don't know if you remember, Matt. Remember the grease and their smell came into our studio. Remember, George?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're on the clock right now. Not for baseball. They're for the TBT. 7 o'clock TBT action right now. The boys from the SDL, Cam, taking on the Purple and Black, who are the K-State entry. This stuff is hit or miss, bro. You got to go with your gut. It's like, you know what I mean? We're playing street ball here. I don't think Purple and Black are losing this game. And I don't think the Aftershocks are losing to the B1 Ballers after. Let's keep it simple. Money line parlay. Let's go Purple and Black. Money line. Aftershocks, the Wichita State team money line. And Winnipeg Blue Bombers money line. It's one of those nights tonight. All we can do is play the market. Cam, what do you got for us?
I'm trying to put a parlay together with the Canadian women. And it's just the numbers not good enough right now with a couple other things. Okay, let's get real. Baseball, I'm on the Baltimore Orioles +1.5 and huge underdogs. We'll split it with the Ginsu. And I'm going to take the Chicago Cubs tonight with that same game parlay. Matt's under 5.5 strikeouts. Stroman 4+. Let's have fun tonight. And I'm going to get a parlay together. Big one.
Yeah, here's this part. Let's see what it pays here. So Purple and Black to win. Aftershocks to win. Winnipeg Blue Bombers to win. Winnipeg Blue Blockers, Cam. Got my Blue Blockers. Yep. Blue Bombers dropping the points.
Everything's clear. They block out the sun. Morenci, he's got to get me some. My parlay, the problem is it's -250 for the Canadian women and the Bombers. It's 193. No offense. I don't play a 193 parlay. I need another dance partner.
Mine is -182, and I'm playing it. Purple and Black to win. Aftershocks to win. Winnipeg Blue Blockers Bombers to win.
Oh, and the Houston Astros. Now it's +125. There we go. So,
George, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going to really piggyback both your parlays. I was already on the Cubs and Astros anyway, so I like the parlays with them. We'll take that. Already on the Orioles here. No score here in the game. So pretty much all the same things you guys got going tonight.
All right, let's do it. Thanks for joining us, George.
Good luck to all of us. Later, George. Have a great weekend, buddy.